going to be and we are live.
What's up? Welcome back, everybody. This is Fenway Faithful, episode 15. Mo, how the hell are you, man? Welcome back.
What's up, motherfuckers? 10 and 21, talking about the Boston Red Sox.
10 and a half games behind. Yeah, you know, we're looking great right now, Mo, you know?
On our way
to the postseason, kid. Don't worry about it.
It's funny. So 10 and a half behind in first, but we're not out the wild card yet. That's what I gotta say.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, it's been – I know last week was a little depressing, but you just got to keep your hopes up. It's been a little bit of a wild ride, but, you know, this year alone has been a wild ride. So, you know, the boys are doing what they can to have fun out there, I guess, you know.
We're definitely seeing a trend from teams. Some teams went into this year looking at the sissy games. We're going to win this easy World Series. Other teams went in with the experimental phase, like the Red Sox. And it was frustrating, but the last week of baseball watching them has been entertaining, man. They went 3-3. We're seeing a lot of bright signs from offense. We're seeing some bright signs from a few pitchers, not a lot. Chaim Bloom's already active, making some trades, trading
and Hester. That's so, right. So let me ask you something. You know, I kind of brought this up and in our pre-recorded meeting, but let's give some understanding. You know, a lot of people feel like, oh, well, why would, you know, we got two pitchers that are pretty decent, but like you said, you know, you got to get rid of to gain some. So kind of break this move down for us, you know?
So this is what it is in the game of baseball, being a business that it is, relievers are a dime a dozen. You just got to find the right group of relievers. And relievers, this is why, and this goes back to why Craig Kimbrel never got the money he wanted. They're not going to be there long. They're going to be short-term guys. And they got rid of Workman, who was up and down, right? He won a World Series in 2013 and then was back in the minors 2014. In 2015, up and down, and he fell into the closer role. But realistically, is he really a closer? He throws a curveball 88% of the time. I mean, he throws the most curveballs in Major League Baseball right now. He's not a closer. And Hempery, honestly, I feel he was hot, so get rid of him. He's never been good, Hempery. Every Red Sox fan that I know was not big on Hempery. I was never big on him. I was big on him this year because he came out looking good. And the first thing I said was, let's fucking trade him. You know, they got more pitchers, they got younger pitchers from the Phillies. I like the move. You know, you hate to see Workman leave. You know, guy has two World Series rings here. You know, outside of when he couldn't throw a strike in the 2018 playoffs against the Yankees, I wasn't upset. I was upset. I'm going to miss him. But what can you do about it? You know, it's something that had to happen.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with what you said. You know, Hembry was never a household name for us. You know what I mean? I think he was just that kid that was part of the team, but he never really shined. You know, he was part of the squad, but he never really shined. But, you know, Workman put his time in with the Sox, like you said. You know, two rings with us. I think his time was well spent here. But in the midst of everything going on, you know, with the coronavirus and Chris Sale and E-Rod.
Right.
We have to find a way to keep the ball rolling and keep the machine greased up. So who were the guys that we got from Philly?
So they got Nick Pavetta and Connor Siebold, both young arms, both right-handed pitchers. It's a good move. You got to a bullpen is like a house. You got to clean it sometimes. You got to freshen it up. And they had to do it. You can't go day in, day out with the same things. You didn't sign a starter for 5 years. Like the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole for 9 years. You didn't sign a starter for 9 years, although that's a bad financial investment, and get away with it for 6 years. You can't go with this bullpen day in, day out, day in, day out, it gets old and they start to catch on. And the game of analytics, you've got to switch it up. You've got to make moves. Put them in the NL East away from you. You'll never see them unless it's in the World Series. You know, let it be. Right now, you know what you got. Philip Valdez is probably the hottest reliever on the Red Sox right now. The guy is nasty. So, you know, that's a piece. Man. You're going to keep that piece. Now what do we got? Now we got two guys from the Phillies. Let's see what we got. Keep adding these pieces. You know, exactly enough. We're going to see – I'm going to tell you right now. We're going to see a team win a World Series this year that did not win their division and was probably 31-29 or 32-28. And they're just going to have the right pieces at the right time click. Look at the Nationals last year. They didn't have a powerhouse team. This time last year, the Nationals were in dead last place.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know what? It does make a lot of sense, you know. Despite everything, just it being a 60-game season, we're not really seeing – I mean, I don't want to say that we're not seeing the full potential in teams, but
you're not
it's definitely going to be an odd one. Know what I mean? And then, like you said, with the Nationals, like, yeah, nobody expected them to win the World Series. But by the time these, by the time they finished, you know, the divisional championship, I mean, the league, these guys were looking like powerhouses.
Yeah, so, of course.
You're right.
And honestly, if you go to the offseason now, you know, in a month and a half, and now Chaim Bloom's trying to make moves to rebolster this bullpen. So you don't have Sale back. You don't have E-Rod back.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything for Hempery in November. You're not getting anything for Workman in November. And they're going to walk. And you know what? Let him go.
Yeah.
And there's a 9 out of 10 chance that Workman's going to end up back in Boston anyway.
Yeah. So basically, it was a four player deal. Picked up Nick Pivetta August 21st, and then sent him down to the minors. So he's sitting on his ass at home right now. But you know, welcome to the Sox, and we'll see what the future brings for him. So
but. You're seeing it now. You're seeing the Chaim Bloom movement, right? And it's different for us Red Sox fans, as us Yankees and Dodgers are always in the win now mentality. But you know what the difference between us, the Yankees and the Dodgers are? We actually win every few years. We win a World Series every few years. We will take our last place finish and then come back and win a division. Come back and be the best team in baseball.
See, I know this isn't a Dodgers podcast. But they're due, man. And they're up. They're due soon. Believe me.
Wow.
I think the Dodgers within the next 2 to 3 years are going to take one.
I think their window is closing because they never got Cole. And Kershaw isn't Kershaw anymore. You can't really say anybody on that staff other than the Carrot Top kid is something to write home about. Bueller isn't looking good right now.
Speaking of that. That motherfucker's movement on that ball, man.
Two seam, yeah.
Dude, I think I was sitting here the other night. I just kept rewatching the same pitch over and over again. I was like, wow, that's amazing. That dude's got a future, man.
No, yeah, he definitely did. He was highly ranked. But you know, the Dodgers are they're almost similar to the Yankees. The window is there, but it's closing. The only thing that the Dodgers have now is they have a position player locked up for 12 years and not a pitcher. So they have a little bit of a brighter future than the Yankees.
Yeah, definitely. But so as most of you may know, tonight's game was canceled in respect to the current protests that are going on all across the country. And, you know, we're seeing this in the sports world all over the place, MLB, MLS, NBA, WNBA, players are starting to get, you know, dessert. These guys, I respect what they're doing. It is what it is. And hopefully, you know, with this stance, some of our athletes in the organization, you know, it's a good thing, but it is what it is. So shout out to the Red Sox and the Blue Jays for coming together tonight and respectfully postponing the game in regards to the current protests that are going on. Aside from that, we did hold our little contest on Saturday. We saw a lot of feedback from you guys.
Tons. Great. guys, we needed a big hat for this contest, and we want to thank everybody. We first want to thank our sponsor, WickedPisses.com, for giving us the opportunity to run this contest, helping us run this contest, pushing us to run this contest. We're already talking about running another contest. This might be a monthly thing. We're very blessed to have the sponsor, Wicked Pizza. And we're also blessed for you guys, tagging your friends, DMing us, posting us on your stories, reposting the pictures on your page. Guys, you guys are awesome. It was almost overwhelming how fast everybody followed and tagged on Saturday. And I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You guys were on it. The fairest way was, you know, we basically picked out of a hat according to the post and how many people you tagged. So, like Mo said at the beginning, you know, one post was worth 5, a picture, and your story was worth 10. But we basically sat down, we did the numbers, and should we do the call now? Should I?
Here we go. You want a drum roll or something? I mean,
you're not too good at music, so.
You know. No. I'm
joking. Mo is a good drummer. For those of you guys who didn't know, Mo's a kick-ass drummer. All right. So without further ado.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Our first winner, taking away the Fenway Faithful T-shirt, is. All right. This one goes out to Chastity K. Girl, you fucking put in work this
week. She did. What was there? I think 20 people she tagged?
She tagged I don't know if it was 20, but
on her story, 20.
She went all out for it. So
on her story,
you're getting a brand new Fenway Faithful t-shirt.
Make sure to message us. We'll give you the code and everything, what you gotta do.
Yep. We'll get all of your information. Mo, you'll take care of that, right? Get all the information, get her address.
Yep.
Or Wicked will. Wicked, right?
Yeah, DM me. And guys, the next winner, DM Fenway Faithful Sports on Instagram, and we're going to give you how to go about collecting your free shirt. And also, if you don't listen and collect it within a week, we will roll over and pick another name out of the hat.
That's right. So, again, Chastity K., congratulations. I hope you enjoy your new shirt. Wear it with pride. Take a picture, send it in, and we will surely post it onto the Fenway Faithful Instagram page.
That's right. All right.
So our next guy, and this one, guys, this one was a lot. This one was more on the how can I say it?
The lucky side.
Yeah, because after Chastity kind of just murdered everybody. Kind of just came down to one post each. So, the second winner of the Fenway Faithful shirt is our guy, Carson Noli. Congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations.
You got a new Fenway Faithful shirt coming at you. Don't forget, like Mo said, DM us your information, and we'll be sure to get your shirt over to you. So, guys, thanks again for being part of this. We look forward to doing it. And not only are we growing, but our great sponsor, Wicked Pizza, is growing as well. Don't forget to check out their page and use our code FFS.
15.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you. There you go. So like Mo said, guys, this is probably going to be a monthly thing. We're working out the details with Wicked, and we'll see how it goes. But it was exciting. So again, thank you all. Otherwise than that, what else we got?
We got trade deadlines coming up. Free agents hitting the market. I mean, I don't know, man. So there's many rumors that they're going to be trading Benny. How do you feel about it, man?
I don't like that at all.
Me neither.
Listen, you know how we had our little campaign for MCL?
Yeah.
I got a new one.
What is it?
Bring Brock back.
Oh, my God, he's a free agent. Need Brock
back. Bro, I don't care if Brock doesn't start. I want him back, bro. Brock's energy, the way he loves the city, the way the city loves him.
They gotta bring him back.
We gotta bring Brock back.
You know what? Fuck the Brewers or how they played him, bro.
Yeah, for real, bro.
They like 9 at bats. Fucking fuck him. They didn't put Griff on TV time.
Dude, he's worth so much more than that. Yeah. A guy like Brock is the kind of teammate you want in that clubhouse.
Right.
You know what I mean? He brings the good attitude, the good energy. And just imagine him pairing up with Verdugo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Energy I want. And the Red Sox don't have a second baseman, bro.
Yeah, I know.
First in Moreland and fucking Mitch Moreland. Back before we go anywhere else, Mitch Moreland's playing on another fucking planet. Like, dude, the guy's 40, and he's playing better than half the 25-year-olds in the league right now.
Dude, let me look up the team stats right now. I just had them up.
But we don't have a second baseman, so yeah, let's bring fucking Brock back.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Let me see. Pulling up. Come on. All right. So Alex Verdugo is obviously leading right now with a 291 average. 18 runs. Mitch Moreland fucking swinging it, kid.
I just said it, man. I think he had 3 home runs in the last week.
He's right now, he's got a total of 8 home runs and 21 RBIs. It's disgusting. But I will say one thing. This team's got to pick it up on the base running, okay? We got 2 stolen bases for the season so far. That's it?
That's sad.
It's fucking Bogey?
Well, no, I mean,
Bogey and Verdugo are tied.
But one each.
It's ridiculous, bro. That is ridiculous. There is no excuse for that.
And they're 31 games in. They're halfway through the season.
What did I say to you the other day? I understand teams go through slumps, but this is the worst shit I've seen since Bobby Valentine.
Yep, this is worse than the BV years.
We talk them up so much, Mo. You think we jinxed them?
No, I don't. I don't. We're just real fans. We don't go out here and go, oh my God, they're not a fuck. They got no pitching. They're not a suck. They're not a fuck. No, fuck you guys. I'm fighting, motherfuckers. How about that?
Oh, man. Yeah, guys.
We're fucking fans, people. That's what it is in this world. We don't fucking, we're not a bunch of jerk offs. They go, oh my God. They let Mookie go. Well, here's a newsflash for all you fucking hit. Now I'm on a rant. Here's a newsflash. Does Mookie pitch? When was the last time Mookie won a Cy Young? Huh? Did anybody tell me that? No, he doesn't do that. And guess what? That motherfucker's in right field. We still be losing by fucking 7 runs. Do you know why? The motherfucker don't pitch. That's why. But now, when we save all this money and Chaim Bloom puts some Chaim Bloom sprinkles out there and he goes signs Trevor Bauer or a big name pitcher, what's everybody going to fucking say then? Yeah. Nothing. They're going to swallow that load. Fuck them, motherfuckers. All right? Believe that shit. And for the fans, they're like, I've been a fan my whole life, but this is it. Like, you haven't been a fan your whole life if all you talk about is them sucking. You got to watch them go through thick and thin and fucking love the good moments and laugh at the bad moments.
Yes, pretty much. You know, that's baseball, guys. You can't always be, you know, the 2018 Red Sox. That's not the way it works.
Look, if they went 0-60 this year, Dave, I'd be happy. You know why? Because we got fucking baseball back. I don't give a fuck. I'm a sports addict. I'm a sports junkie. It's what I do. I love sports. I was up last night watching fucking Padres. I'm up every night watching baseball. And you know what's great right now about everything? I got hockey at 11 o'clock the other day. The Red Sox played like a 3 o'clock game or 4 o'clock game. And then I got to watch the Celtics. I had to watch 3 sports in one fucking day.
Yeah.
It's what I live for. So yeah, stop complaining.
And NBA's been pretty good lately.
Yeah, it is. And people just forget, like, where we were as a whole 2 months ago, 3 months ago. We had shit. We were watching fucking cornhole on ESPN.
I know. We were. You're right.
The cornhole, Dave. Oh, thumb wrestling. Thumb wrestling.
Yeah. No, you're right, man. You're right. But what can we do? You know, keep our heads on straight, support our team. Look, and just hope for the best and enjoy baseball while we can, guys.
That's it.
All right? This shit is almost gone.
And let's put a scenario out there. So the Red Sox are 10 and 21, right? So what if they go, so they got to go 20 and 9 to be 500. What if they go 22 and 7, they get a wild card, and they go on a run? What the fuck are people going to say? Nothing. They're going to be fucking excited as shit.
Because everybody knows it's possible. That's the thing.
The Rays right now are on a run. They're fucking beating everybody.
Speaking of that, yeah, the Rays are 21 and 11 right now, dude.
Yeah, and they were fucking 7 and 7.
Yep, they're kicking ass. So shouts to the Rays. I never really had problems with the Rays, but, you know.
The Rays are built for this season.
Yeah.
A team like the Rays are built for it, and people don't look at it like that. And, like, the Padres are built for it. Why? Because they're a young team. They're going to run out of gas in a 160-game season. And a 60-game season, they're built for it. We're going to probably see the Padres play the fucking Rays in the World Series. As a possibility. You didn't see the White Sox go deep in the playoff.
Hey, remember something?
What?
Fuck Manny Machado.
I really hate Manny Machado. Bro, so I was at a barbecue the other day.
Wait. Hold the phone. Yesterday was Fenway Faithful's first birthday.
I was going to bring that up at the end of the show.
I got too excited. I'm sorry.
When did you get that notification? I got mine this morning. You got yours this morning?
I got mine like last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
So.
Like, oh, 1 year, motherfuckers. 1 year.
It's been quite a journey. Damn, man. That's crazy. So happy birthday, Mo.
Happy birthday, man. From Jameson on a bar stool to where we are today, man.
From Jameson on a bar stool to fucking coronavirus and doing podcasts on Skype.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it now, guys. A lot has changed, but it's come a long way. So really? We've grown a significant amount. So
we have a full website. We have writers.
We got the baddest bloggers in the game, bro.
We're working on another podcast coming to the site, working on more writers, working on more everything. And it's fucking amazing. I can't wait to share more details, everybody. 1 year in the game, and we're killing it. Got an awesome sponsor. And we're doing it all during coronavirus. It's pretty fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah. Fighting and battling through it, man. Definitely. So that feels good. Can't lie.
Yeah.
But otherwise than that, man, let's talk schedule. Let's see what we got coming up
in the week to come if they're gonna play. You know, basketball, the Celtics might sit out the whole playoffs. You know that?
No. NBA agreed to continue the season yesterday.
But they sat out again today.
Well, I think today's like the last day, but they're all continuing.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. All right, so wrapping up with the month of August. As you know, today's game got postponed. So we'll pick back up tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3-game series against the Nationals. And these are home games. So, you know, be good to be back home away from Buffalo. We'll be back up in Fenway Park playing the Nationals every game. Well, Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And Sunday, 1:35. And then from there, we carry on to the Atlanta Braves. And that was at home as well.
Yeah, they're home for a week and a half. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty much. That's cool. Okay. So, yeah. So we're going to be home for, about a good week and a half, like you said. And then after the Braves, then we'll pick back up with the Blue Jays. So that's pretty much the look at for the next week. We'll be talking about those games, obviously, as well. And then we play the Phillies. Fuck the Phillies. I hate Philadelphia.
Fuck those guys. They don't pay anybody. Fuck them. Fuck you, Ruben Amaro. I know you're like, I'm not even there anymore. You ruined my fucking life, motherfucker.
What's funny is that, and listen, if we have fans that are from the South Jersey or Philly area, I'm
Fuck you.
But I never liked it over there. I don't fuck cheesesteaks, fuck the Sixers, fuck the Eagles.
It's not a real steak. It's like lunchable steak.
I know. I know. It's terrible. It's terrible.
But cheese should not be in a fucking thing you gotta push a button to get out of. That's cheese.
That's not cheese, man.
It's diarrhea. That's what it is.
That is diarrhea.
I hate that shit.
Oh my god.
And then people at Barstool want to fucking brag about how great it is. You're on fucking drugs.
I've never had a cheesesteak in Philly. You know what used to be better? Remember in public school when they would serve us cheesesteaks?
That's the same shit, I feel.
It's the same shit, bro. It's the same shit. It's like they carved it off of something. Like this.
When I fucking play it out there, I used to go to Geno's and pass. Like, oh my god, a Philly cheesesteak. And I would go back to the fucking field and have to shit my pants. I went through uniform. The uniform kid fucking hated me. Fuck that shit. You know what the best, worst part of my life was? Not getting my contract by the Phillies. The best, worst part of my life. Because it sucked out there. Every street's a fucking one way, going the other way. What the fuck sense does that make?
That place is a shit,
The best thing ever come out of Philly was Rocky. And he's not even fucking real. He stole that shit from a guy from Jersey.
Yep, pretty much.
Fucking A, man.
Oh, man, that was funny. But yeah, guys, so looking forward to these next couple of weeks, seeing where we're going to be at. So where does the regular season carry us to? Just until the end of September, yeah.
Yeah, September 22nd against the Braves.
So, guys, if there's any fucking chances that we'll make that wild card, September is the month to find out.
We all gotta believe, baby. We all gotta believe.
Yep. Either way, I'm still flying my Red Sox flag nice and high, and I just can't wait to get back to Fenway. Simple as that.
Me too. Hopefully there's a winner weekend. 2021.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. Fucking, you know what? Call Monty up. Tell him to set it up. We'll meet him over there at the MGM.
Hey guys, hey, how you doing? I want to show you a guy in the back. Guys, I can't.
You know what? Wait, why haven't we posted the picture? We should post it on the page.
Oh, I'm approved to post it. I'm gonna post.
All right, guys.
I also want to do a winter weekend like podcast, like a preview of what we did last year. So I'm kind of saving it for that reason. But
okay, all right, I'll
post it twice.
And guys, we've told you the story. If you see the picture, you're just gonna laugh your ass off. But anyway,
I told that story to the other people, like at barbecues, bars, family gatherings, and not had people piss in their pants. And my dumbass got it on video. So people were like, nah, that's not true. Like, this guy was through a 95 in the left lane. And it's like, oh, I gotta take this off ramp right here.
I was scared, drunk, excited.
He's trying laughing. To say he was a backup actor in a commercial with no lines. He's trying to show us this while driving with his knees. So he finally finds the scene. He pauses it. He shows it to Dave, who's in the front passenger seat. Then he goes, oh, shit, I got to turn here. He puts his left blinker on in the left lane to go right. Goes right across three lanes. And then as he's going, he's turning full blown, no hands on the wheel, driving with his knee, turns all the way in the back to me, sitting behind Dave. He's like, see, that's me right there. That's me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, we're going to die.
Yeah, yeah, we were on the for our local Boston listeners. You guys call it the Big Dig, right? That's what they call it. Yeah, that's what they call it. Listen, here in Jersey, we call it the fucking Parkway. You guys call it the Big Dig, whatever. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. Educate.
That shit
was epically funny. But yeah, we'll post a little sneak peek and then. We'll break it down at another time. But anyways, I think it's almost time to wrap it up. You got any of the last minute notes here you want to talk about?
No, I just hope there's another winter weekend, man.
I do too.
Y'all stand out here. Oh, no, you're crazy. Oh, no. Somebody got shot down here. Yeah, all
right. The fucking Uber dropped us off in front of the hotel. He was like, yo, you guys know there was a shooting here last weekend, right?
Y'all gotta go. Y'all gotta go. He said, if I didn't know y'all were down here, I would have hit cancel.
Yeah. I would have shot. Oh, my God. Anyways, yes. Guys. That was a fucking hilarious moment. But guys, this is episode 15. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back again next week. Some more updates for you. And hey, listen, if there's something you guys want to talk about, or if you have questions, obviously DM us on our Instagram page at Fenway Faithful Sports. And go Sox.
Go Sox. And congratulations to the winners, guys. Congratulations.
Again, congratulations to the winners. Keep the love coming. Guys, tell your friends. That's how we grow as a community. And it only benefits all of us. We love you guys. Thank you again.
And we are out. Let me fucking stop.
I'm fucking thirsty.